Good morning.
早上好。
I want to start by thanking the children and young people who played before service.
今天在开始之前，有一些年轻人在这里练习他们的音乐，我对此非常感谢。
They have only been practicing 3 weeks.
他们只练了3个星期。
That is very, very good.
练得很好。
Thank you to Daniel for leading them.
我也谢谢Daniel来带领他们。
And to you parents, I know that requires you to get here an hour earlier.
我也很感谢这些父母愿意提前一个小时把孩子们送过来。
It is a sacrifice.
对你们来说也是一种牺牲。
But you are investing in your children.
但是这是你在孩子身上的投资。
Thank you for that.
也很感谢你们。
And you are investing in our church, and I appreciate it very
你也是在对教会的奉献，所以我也很感激。
This morning, I am going to do something that I cannot remember I have ever done before.
我今天要讲的内容，我不记得我曾经讲过。
And maybe I will never do again after today.
也可能今天试了以后，以后就不再试了。
I like to preach from a scripture and explain what it means.
我打算讲一段圣经，然后解释它的意思。
And this morning, though, I'm going to do something different.
那今天我要做的有点不同。
My topic today is based on something from history.
那我今天的题目是从历史来的。
This is the 500th anniversary of what we call the Reformation.
因为今年是这个宗教改革的500周年的纪念。
And I decided that I wanted to share with you a little bit about that and what it means to us.
所以我想跟大家讲一下这个宗教改革是怎么回事，然后对我们又有什么样的意义。
You see, if it were not for the Reformation,
你知道如果没有宗教改革这件事情的话,
most of us wouldn't be here.
我们中间的大多数人根本就不会在这里。
Because prior to the Reformation, there was no concept of mission and evangelism, or very little concept.
因为在宗教改革之前，基本上是没有所谓这个宣教这个概念的。
If we were here, we would not have joined together as a church to sing.
如果我们在这里，就算我们在这里的话，我们也不会作为一个教会，大家一起在这里唱歌。
Instead, a choir would have stood here and sung to us in Latin.
那会是诗班在上面用拉丁文唱歌。
There would be no sermon.
然后也不会有人讲道。
Instead, we would listen to the service in Latin.
当然这个讲的内容也是拉丁语的。
And even many of the priests who knew how to read the words didn't really know what they meant.
那即便是那些能够读圣经，用拉丁文读圣经的那些教士，他们也不一定能够理解他们读的是什么内容。
And if it were Communion Sunday,
那如果是这个要领圣餐的周日的话,
the priest would turn his back to you.
那这个教士呢，会把后背冲着你。
And do most of it with his back turned to you, with you watching.
然后手里搞搞搞，你也不知道他在干什么，反正你看的是一后背。
The Reformation has much impact on us.
所以对我们来说，宗教改革是很重要的。
Even in how we worship.
甚至关系到我们这个崇拜的程序和方式。
But more importantly, it has great impact on what we believe and our relationship with God.
但更重要的是改变了我们相信的到底是什么，而且我们的跟神的关系是什么。
And so at the risk of sounding like a history class this morning,
虽然我们有点像这个历史讲课的危险今天,
I want to try to show you the message of the Reformation and what it says to us today.
所以我想给大家分享一下宗教改革到底是怎么回事，对我们意味着什么。
Let's pray.
那我们一起来祷告。
Dear God, as we open your word this morning,
亲爱的神，我们今天打开你的话语。
Give us hearts that are receptive to you.
求你给我们一颗愿意聆听受教的心。Help
us to listen to your voice.
帮助我们能听到你的声音。And
the message that changed the life of Martin Luther 500 years ago.
这个改变马丁路德心的这个信息在500年前是这样做的。Would
you use it to change our lives today?
就求你今天也同样这样做来改变我们的生命。I
pray in Jesus' name.
我这样祷告奉主耶稣的名求。Amen. Amen.
Come with me to Germany.
那我们一起来到德国。
It's 1505.
在1505年的时候。
A 22-year-old young man named Martin Luther is headed to the university to become a lawyer.
有一个 22岁 的年轻人叫做马丁路德，他呢要进入大学去成为一名律师。
As he's traveling, he's caught in a terrible storm.
那他在这个去的路上呢，就碰到一暴风雨。
Lightning so terrible that Luther thinks he's going to be killed.
电闪雷鸣，这个把这个路德吓坏了，他以为他快要死在那儿了。
His picture of God as a teenager had been this angry, spiteful God.
这个他从十几岁开始，他的这个他在他心里这个神的形象就是一个很凶恶、很吓人的这个样子。
He lives in fear of a God who is going to catch him doing something wrong and kill him.
他一直心里都有这个恐惧，好像神一直在盯着他，就等着他犯错，就一把抓住。
And so with the lightning flashing, he throws himself on the ground and he starts to pray.
那所以当这个电闪雷鸣的时候，他就吓得要命，就感觉好像是神来追杀他一样，他就扑倒在地上开始祷告。
And he offers to God the only thing he knows to offer.
那他就要把自己所知道的这个交给神，那他只知道一件事情。
He says, God, if you'll save my life, I'll become a monk.
他就说那神呢如果你救了我不让我死的话我就要成为一名修道士。
He survives the storm.
他没有在这个暴风雨里死掉。
Drops out of the university.
所以他就离开了这个大学。
Enters a monastery 2 weeks later.
然后就遵守他的诺言两个星期以后进了一个修道院。
For the next few years, Martin Luther tries desperately to earn his way to God.
那在之后的这几年他就非常尽力地想说能靠自己的努力来接近神靠近他。
He's afraid of this far away God.
因为他很怕这个好像遥远陌生的神。
He's frightened for his soul.
他又怕他的自己的灵魂不能够得救。
And he tries everything he can think of to try to earn assurance from God.
所以他尽了一切他能想到的知道的努力来想得到神的好感。
He spends hours in prayer.
然后他花很多时间，好几个小时来祷告。
He goes for long fast for days at a time.
那有的时候好几天都禁食不吃饭。
In his monastery cell, he puts the bed aside and sleeps on the hard floor.
那有的时候就苦待自己，在他住的那个宿舍里，他就把床放在一边，自己睡在这个硬地板上。
You young people might enjoy this uniform.
那这个你们这些年轻人可能会觉得穿的那个这个袍子会有很有意思。
He has an undershirt made out of hair.
他有一个这个
hair.
Whose hair? His hair.
Anyone's hair.
他有一件里面有的他的那个内衣是一个是头发织的。
And he wears it under his shirt.
然后他把这个穿在他的外衣的里面。
That irritates andScratch itches his skin.
故意让自己弄得很难受，毛扎扎的。
And he is thinking very seriously.
而且他是很认真严肃的想。
If I can make my body miserable, maybe my soul will be better.
也可能他就是说，我的身体如果受尽痛苦的话，也许我的灵魂就能得到升华。
But nothing works. He still has no peace with God.
可是没有用，他在神的里面，他在神的面前没有平安。
When he's 27 years old, he is chosen to represent Germany at a meeting in Rome.
那他27岁的时候呢，有一次他被选中，就是代表德国去罗马参加一个会议。
Luther is excited.
他很激动。
Rome is the home of the Pope, the head of the church.
因为这个当时的教皇住在罗马，是他是这个教会的领袖。
Surely there he will find peace with God.
所以他想，如果他到那里去的话，他就能在那里找到神面前的平安。
He gets to Rome and he is bitterly disappointed.
他到了罗马以后非常的失望。
Instead of a holy church, he finds a backslidden, sinful church.
因为那当时的教会并不是一个圣洁的教会，而是一个非常腐败堕落的教会。
Church officials who become wealthy from the offerings of the poor.
教会的这些领袖是通过这个那些穷人的奉献变这个中饱私囊。
Bishops with mistresses.
那时候的这些主教还有情妇。
Priests to visit prostitutes.
然后那些神父还会去招妓。
Dishonesty and corruption everywhere.
到处都是谎言和欺骗，还有腐败。
In fact, he writes a letter. He says Rome is like an open sewer of corruption.
那他后来写信给他的朋友说，这个罗马感觉就是像一个敞开的这个污水系统。
Worst of all.
而且更糟的是
In Rome, salvation is for sale.
在罗马这个救恩是可以买来的
thousands of people come on pilgrimages believing they can buy their way into heaven.
成千上万的人到罗马去朝圣，相信说如果他们花钱就可以买到天堂的入场券。
They pay the priest to pray for them.
他们花钱请这些这个教士来给他们祷告。
But their lives are not changed.
但是他们的人生并没有任何改变。
Luther goes to the Lateran Palace, the home of the Pope.
那这个路德呢，就到了这个教皇住的地方。
There are 28 marble stairs leading up.The palace.
进到这个教皇住的地方之前有大概28节的台阶。
They are called the holy staircase.
大理石的石阶上去，就被称为这个圣洁的石阶。
Luther does like many other pilgrims.
那这个路德又去了很多这个地方朝圣。
He climbs the staircase on his knees.
他爬这些台阶都是用膝盖爬的，不是用脚。
Every step he prays a series of prayers.
那每爬一个台阶都要做一系列的祷告。
When he gets to the top,
然后等他爬到顶端的时候，
his knees are hurting.
膝盖很疼了已经。
But his heart is still the same.
但是他的心没有任何改变。
Nothing has changed.
没有任何改变。
He's tried discipline.
他也尝试约束自己。
No peace with God.
仍然
going to Rome, no peace with God.
去到罗马，同样没有找到平安。
He goes back home. He goes to the University of Wittenberg.
那又回到德国以后，又去到了大学。
Maybe if I get enough education and if I study hard enough, I'll find peace with God.
他想通过教育说，也许我努力学习，也可能神就在神面前能有平安。
He earns a doctor's degree in theology.
他在那儿拿到了神学博士的学位。
He's appointed professor of Bible and theology at the university.
然后他们给了他一个教授神学和这个圣经的职位。
Still no peace.
可是心里仍然没有平安。
Then in 1515,
然后到1515年的时候，
32 years old,
他那时候已经32岁了。
He's assigned to teach the book of Romans at a class at the university.
然后在这个大学里他们给了他 一门课，就是要让他教罗马书。
As he's studying, he comes to the text that is in your bulletin.
那他在学习的时候就看到了这一节圣经，就是在我们的周报那页。
Romans 1,
罗马书第一章，
starting at verse 16.
16节。
For I am not ashamed of the gospel.
我不以福音为耻。
For it is the power of God for salvation.
这福音本是神的大能。
To everyone who believes.
要救一切相信的。
To the Jew first and also to the Greek.
先是犹太人，后是希腊人。
For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith.
因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来。
As it is written, and here's the key.
如经上所记。
The just shall live.By faith.
这个是很重要的一句话，义人必因信得生。
Luther begins to study this and he's shocked.
然后当路德在研究这一段圣经的时候，他非常的惊讶。
The just shall live by faith.
义人必因信得生。
Paul doesn't say the just will live by their good works.
保罗并没有说这个义人必因他们好行为得生。
Young people, Paul doesn't say the just will live because their parents are Christian.
年轻人，保罗也没有说义人必因他们的父母信主而得生。
Older people, Paul doesn't say the just will live because they go to church.
老年人，你们也听好，保罗并没有说义人必因他们去教会而得生。
The just will live by faith.
义人必因信得生。
That verse transforms the life of Martin Luther.
这句话完全地改变了马丁路德的生命。
For the first time in his life, he understands we do not earn salvation by what we do.
他人生第一次明白说我们的救恩不是靠我们的好行为来挣来的。
Instead, salvation is a free gift.
而救恩是一个白白的礼物。
That we receive through faith in God's promises.
是我们凭着信心相信神的应许而得来的。
That doesn't seem so shocking today.
今天我们听起来这个没有什么稀奇。
But to a world that believed that salvation came only through the Pope and the Roman Catholic Church, this was a shocking truth.
在那个时候，那个社会，他们相信的是这个救恩是要花钱来的，是从罗马的教皇那儿来的。在那个大家普遍认为是真理的时代，这个是一个很令人震惊的事实。
Luther's life is changed.
所以路德的生命从此得到了改变。
Two years later,
两年之后
October 1517, 500 years ago this month,
就是500年前的十月十五号
he stands in front of the door in Wittenberg, of the church, I'm sorry, the church in Wittenberg.
他在这个 Wittenberg 的这个教会的这个大门口站在那儿。
And he nails to this wooden door a series of statements that have changed his life.
他在这个门上钉了一个一些这个条款，这些列的这些东西完全的改变了他的生命。
We call them the 95 theses.
这个叫做95条反对。
And it starts like this.
那这个是这样开始的。
Jesus taught that the entire life of the Christian is a life of repentance.
他说这个耶稣教导我们说这个基督徒的一生是一个悔改的一生。
Salvation is a gift to those who come in genuine repentance.
那救恩是白白的赐给那些真实的悔改的人的。
Who turn from sin to faith in the forgiving grace of God.
他们脱离了罪而转向神，因着信心而信神的这个赦免。
Out of what Luther did on that in that October day,
所以在这个十月的这一天，这个路德所做的这件事情
，a revival start that changes the world.
就从那里开始，有一个复兴，有一个改革，改变了整个世界。
Five statements from that carry down to us today.
那从他定的这个九十五条这个列的这个事情里面有五条。
They summarize much of what we believe as evangelicals today.
今天传给我们是成为我们这个福音派信息的总纲。
And this morning I want to quickly review those five things with you.
所以我今天就要跟大家复习一下这五条都是什么。
The first thing that Luther said was.
他说的第一个是。
We live by Scripture alone.
我们只凭着神的话而生活。
God's word is the authority by which we live our life.
神的话是我们生活的准则，是我们的这个。
Now understand that when Martin Luther writes that, ordinary Christians had no access to the Bible.
你不要忘了，当马丁路德说这句话的时候，普通人是没有办法拿到圣经的。
It was available only in Latin.
因为这个圣经只是用拉丁文写成的。
Even many priests who read the words in the service didn't know what the words meant.
那时候好多神父在这个这在他们的这个程序里读这些话的时候，也不知道他们在说什么。
And most believers spent their entire life without ever touching a Bible or reading a verse of Scripture.
那时候很多的信徒这一生都没有碰到过圣经，都没有自己亲眼读过。
In that world, Luther said, "This is God's word to us."
在那样的环境下，路德说，这是神的话，是给我们的。
This is the final authority for our life.
这是我们生命中最终的权柄。
Paul said it like this.
保罗是这么说的。
All Scripture is breathed out by God.
圣经都是神所默示的。
Now, what does that mean for us 500 years later?
这个默示就是说是呼来的。那对我们来说，五百年以后的我们来说，意味着什么呢？
It means that as Christians, we live our life under the authority of this book.
也就是说，我们作为基督徒，我们是要生活在圣经的权柄的。
It is the final authority in every area of our life.
是在我们生活的方方面面，最后有发言权的权柄。
And that means if we really value its authority, we're going to be studying it and learning it.
也就是说，如果我们真的是看重它的权柄，我们就应该好好的学习它。
You parents who have young people.
那我们当中有年轻人的父母们。
Sunday school teachers.
我们这些主日学的老师们。
The only way our young people will be equipped to hold their faith in our world.
这个在我们这生活年轻人能够持守他们的信仰唯一的途径
is if their beliefs are grounded on scripture
就是说他们的信仰是建立在圣经这本书的根基上的
in the face of an atheistic professor at university
那当他们要面临很多的这个无神论的教育甚至他们的教授他们的同学
it will do them no good to say my mom and dad say
他们如果只是说我爸妈是这么讲的，是没有任何意义的。
In a world that says everything is a choice,
当这个世界全世界人都在说我们什么事情我们都可以自己有选择的时候
You have no right to put your values against someone else's.
你凭什么要把你的价值观强加给别人
It won't be enough for them to say, my church says.
如果他们只我们的教会是这么的这样也不够
Our young people need to know this is what God says.
我们的孩子们需要知道说神自己是怎么说的
Parents, give your children a ground, a foundation in God's word.
父母们，你要给他们的生活中建立一个以神的话语为根基的生命。
Teach them to read it.
教他们来读圣经。
And can I say to you, parents?
我可以这样对你们讲吗，父母们
？If they never see you reading it, don't expect them.To read it.
如果他们从来没有见过你读圣经的话，他们也不会自己去读的。
If they never see you making your decisions based on this word, don't expect them to make their decisions based on this word.
如果他们没有看到你的生命是以圣经为原则做实践的话，他们也不会这样去实践的。
Scripture alone.
只是圣经。
For the Christian, the Bible, God's word is the final authority for our life.
对基督徒来说，圣经就是我们生命中唯一的权柄。
The second thing that Luther said.
那路德说的第二件事情是。
The second great truth that I want to share with you is by grace alone.
那个今天我要跟你分享的第二条真理就是靠着神的恩典。
We are saved by grace alone.
只靠神的恩典。
Listen to Ephesians. Paul describes every one of us.
如果以弗所，我们看以弗所说。这个保罗是怎么描述我们每一个人的
He says, you were dead in your trespasses and sins.
你们死在过犯罪恶之中。
You were children of wrath.
你们是空中这个恶行悖逆之子。
Paul says, you and I are born as sinners.
保罗告诉我们说你我都是生在罪中的。
That cute little baby is born as a sinner.
你看着那个很可爱的小婴儿，他也是一个罪人。
And if you don't believe me,
如果你不相信我的话
，wait until that cute baby doesn't get what the cute little baby wants.
你等着，你看那个可爱的小婴儿，他想要的东西没得到的时候，他是不是还是那个可爱的
小婴儿 ？And suddenly this cute little baby begins to scream and throw a temper tantrum.
本来很可爱的，忽然一下就开始尖叫，然后开始满地打滚。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because he is centered on.Self.
因为他的注意力，他的中心是他自己。
We are born as sinners.
我们都生来是就是罪人。
He gets to elementary school.
然后等这个孩子上了小学。
A teacher tells him to do something he doesn't want to do.
然后老师要让他做一些他不愿意做的事情。
And she quickly sees the rebellious heart of a child who says.I want to be my own boss.
这个老师就会很快就会看到这个孩子的这个叛逆的心，就说我想自己
Why?
做自己要做的事情。为什么
？Because he is a sinner.
因为他生来就是一个罪人。
He is born in a state of rebellion against God.
他生下来这个心里就有这个叛逆的愿望。
They become an adult.
然后慢慢的他们长大成人了。
For some of us, last week.
我们当中有一些人上个星期
The boss said to do something that you didn't want to do.
可能你的老板就跟你说要做一些你不愿意做的事情。
Outwardly, you couldn't say anything because you need your job.
当然在他面前你不能就开始反抗，要不然就没有工作了。
But inside,
可是你的心里呢
is a heart that says, I want my own way.
你心里肯定想的，我才不想按你那么说的做呢，我要自己想办法。
Why?
为什么
Because we are born in a state of rebellion that says, I want to be boss.
因为我们生来就有这个罪，就是以自己为中心，想要自己做主的愿望。
We are sinners.
我们就是罪人。
We do not deserve God's favor.
我们本来是不配得神的爱的。
But listen to the next verse.
那我们来看下面这一节是怎么说的。
Paul says, but God, being rich in mercy,
但是保罗说，然而神既有丰富的怜悯
，made us alive，
叫我们与基督一同活过来。
By grace you have been saved，
你们得救是本乎恩。
We are saved not by our merits，
我们得救不是因为我们自己配得
，not because we earn it，
不是因为我们挣来的。
But we are saved by grace alone，
我们仅仅是凭着神的恩典才能够得救。
Paul tells us that grace is the desire and the power to do God's will.
这个保罗说这个恩典就是神给我们愿望，而且给我们能力能做他所让我们做的事情。
Please understand, if you have any desire at all to please God,
所以我希望你能够明白，如果你心里有任何就是想要讨神喜悦的这个念头，
That desire is the gift of a God who loves you.
这个念头实际上都是因为这个爱你的神所给你的，不是你自己本有的。
That desire is the gift of a God who saw you dead in your sins and began to call you to Him.
神看到你死在罪恶过犯中，他因为爱你，他想把你从这当中救出来，所以你才能有这种要讨他喜悦的念头。
Because Paul says we were dead.
因为保罗说我们是死在罪恶过犯当中的。
And a dead person has no desire even to accept a gift.
死人是怎么样？死人是没有愿望的，死人甚至没有一个愿望来接受礼物。
I shouldn't tell you this and make you hungry before lunch.
那我也可能不应该讲这个，一会儿你还没到饭点你就饿了。
But you can take a wonderful steak.
那你可以拿一块很好的牛排。
Cook it perfectly.
然后煎得恰到好处。
And wave it in front of a dead person.
然后你举着它在这个死人这个尸体面前晃呀晃。
And he won't even sniff at it.
你觉得他会伸着鼻子闻一闻吗？
He is dead.
他是死人，他不会有任何反应的。
There isn't even a hunger.
因为他里面根本都没有那个饥饿的感觉。
And Paul says, you and I were dead spiritually.
所以当保罗说你我是这个灵是死在罪恶当中的时候。
We had no hunger for God.
我们根本就没有这个对神的饥渴和盼望。
But God in His mercy,
但是神因为他满有怜悯
，awakened in us a hunger for Himself.
他在我们里面唤醒对他的渴望。
The hunger is the gift of God.
所以这个饥渴实际上也是神给我们的礼物。
And then the same God who gives you the hunger,
而这个同样这位给了你这个饥渴和愿望的这位神
，gives you the power to respond to the gift.
也给了你这个能力能够回应他对你的呼召和他给你的。
God will never hold salvation out in front of you.
神不会这样拿这个救恩来 在你面前引诱你吊着你。
And then pull it away.
然后 就把它撤走了让你得不到。
The same God who gave you the desire gives you the power to respond.
给你了这个愿望的神也给了你能力让你能够回应。
That's what it means to be saved by grace alone.
所以这个就是我们所说的这个你们得救是本乎恩，只是靠着恩典的意思。
The third great truth of the Reformation.
那这个宗教改革的第三条这个真理是什么？
We are saved by faith alone.
是说我们得救也只是因为信。
Again, listen to Paul.
我们再来听保罗是怎么说的。
For by grace you have been saved through faith.
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
Paul knew very well what it means to try to deserve salvation.
保罗非常清楚地知道说什么叫做说靠自己的努力想获取救恩。
He worked hard to keep every rule.
因为他曾经就是这样的，他尽力保守的就是遵守每一条律法。
But one day on the road to Damascus,
可是有一天当他在去大马士革的路上的时候
，He learned that we are saved only by putting our faith.In Jesus Christ.
他学到了说我们得救的唯一的途径是把我们的信心放在耶稣基督的身上。
John put it like this.
约翰是这么讲的。
God so loved the world.
神爱世人。
That he gave his only son.
甚至将他的独生子。
That whoever believes in him.
赐给他们叫一切信他的。
Will have eternal life.
不至灭亡反得永生。
What does that mean to believe?
到底什么叫做信呢？
It's more than just knowing some facts.
不仅仅是说知道某些事实而已。
True faith changes our entire way of life.
真正的信心是要改变我们整个生命的。
It changes everything we do.
也改变我们所要做的每一件事情。
Because later in that chapter, John chapter 3,
因为后面在这个约翰福音的第三章后面讲到。
He says, whoever believes has eternal life.
他说叫一切信他的得到永生。
Whoever does not obey shall not see life.
不信的他们的罪已经定了。
John says if we believe God, we will obey God.
所以约翰就是说我们如果相信神的话那我们就会听从神。
What does that mean for us today?
那对于我们来说，这句话意味着什么呢？
Let me give you a 5-second test.
那我来给你们一个五秒钟的考试。
How do you know you believe?
你怎么知道你是信的呢？
And the answer is this.
那答案是什么？
If I believe, I obey.
如果我是信的话，我就会听从神的指示。
If I am not obeying him,
如果我没有在听他的话的话，
I do not believe him.
我就不是真的信。
When we believe, we do what he calls us to do.
当我们真的有信心的话，那相信他的话，那我们就会做他要我们做的事情。
Belief results in obedience.
这个信心是会带来行为，顺从的行为的。
The fourth thing that Luther said that teaches us still today.
那第四条，这个路德教给我们的。
Our authority is Scripture alone.
是说我们的这个权。我们对我们有权柄的只是这本
圣经。We are saved through grace alone.
我们是靠恩典得救的。
We are saved through faith alone that changes our life.
我们是因着信而得救的，而且这个信会改变我们的生命。
And then he said, we are saved through Christ alone.
而且然后他又说，我们这个信是只凭着耶稣基督。
It is only through Christ that we can come to God.
只有通过耶稣，我们才能到神面前。
Peter said this.
彼得是这么讲的，
There is salvation in no one else.
除他以外别无拯救。
There is no other name under heaven by which we may be saved.
因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名我们可以靠着得救。
We are saved only through faith in him.
我们只有凭着对耶稣的信心才能得救。
And that means he becomes the Lord and boss.Of our life.
也就是说他因为这样的信成了我们生命中的主，成了我们的老板。
Again, a simple test will tell you, do you believe this?
那同样有一个很简单的测试就能知道你是不是相信这个。
And the question is this, who is the boss in my life?
这个问题就是这样的，我的生命中到底是谁是我的老板，我听谁的指挥。
You see, to be a Christian is more than signing up for a church.
作为一个基督徒来说，不仅仅不是说你固定去一个教会就可以了。
To be a Christian is even more than praying a certain prayer.
也不是说你只是做某一些祷告就可以了。
To be a Christian means.
作为一个基督徒。
Christ is the boss in my life.
就意味着说，耶稣基督是你生命中的主，他说了算。
I am no longer boss.
我自己已经不再做主，不是老板了。
He is in charge of my life.
他掌管我的生命。
And if he is not in control of my life, I am not his disciple.
如果他没有掌管我的生命的话，我就不能称为是他的门徒。
It doesn't matter if you've been baptized.
即便你受洗了也没有用。
It doesn't matter if you come to church every Sunday.
也没有关系，就算你每个星期天都来教会也没有关系。
If you keep the Ten Commandments.
然后甚至遵守每一条律法。
If Jesus is not the final authority in your life, you are not his disciple.
如果耶稣不是你的生命中最终说了算、做主的那个人的话，你不是他的门徒。
Christ alone means he is the ruler of my life.
所以唯有耶稣意味着就是说他是我的生命中掌权的那个人。
The last great truth that I want to share with you this morning from the Reformation.
那我今天要跟你们分享的这个第五条真理
says.Glory to God alone.
就是说荣耀只归神。
To God alone is glory.
只有神能配得荣耀。
This means that God saved us for his glory.
也就是说我们得救是因为为着神的荣耀的缘故。
It means that God is not the means to an end. He is the end.
也就是说神不是我们要得到其他什么东西的途径，而神是我们最终的目标。
You don't live the Christian life so that God will give you a job.
不是说你好好的做好你的基督徒，神就可以给你一个更好的工作。
You live the Christian life to honor and glorify the God who made you.
你做一个好好基督徒的目的就是为了尊崇，就是为了把荣耀归给那位创造你的神。
A Chinese man came to me one time.
曾经有一个中国人来跟我讲。
Doesn't matter that he was Chinese.
其实是不是中国人不要紧了。
But he said, I figured this out.
他跟我说，我终于想明白了。
He said, I've started a new business.
他说我开了一个新的公司。
I've become a Christian.
然后我成为一个基督徒。
And promised God to give him 10% of all my profit.
然后我开了这个公司，我就答应神说，如果我赚的钱，我10%都拿来给。
He said, because I am smart.
因为我很聪明。
The only way God can get any money is if he lets me make a whole bunch.
所以那神就应该明白说，如果让我挣的越多，我能给他就越多呀。
And I said, God is smarter.
我跟他说，神比你想的还要更聪明。
He already knows what you're trying to do.
他早就知道你这点心思了。
And he might not even need your money.
所以，而且他可能根本就不需要你的钱。
To live to the glory of God alone means this.
所以，只为神的荣耀而活是到底是意味着
什么？ I am not using God to get what I want.
我不是来用神来达到我自己的目的。
I am living my life.To honor him.
我的生命是要来荣耀他的。
And that means everything in my life belongs to him.
也就是说我生活的所有的一切都是归他的。
Paul said, even what you eat or drink, do it all to the glory of God.
所以保罗说，所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么都要为荣耀神而行。
Everything I do, Paul says, should honor him.
我做的任何事情都是为了要荣耀神。
That means...Everything in life is looked at differently.
所以也就是这也要求我们看生活中的每一件事情的时候，要通过一个不同的眼光。
If you're a lawyer,
如果你是个律师的话，
it means your first concern is not what will give me the most money.
你的第一个想法不是说我怎么才能挣更多的钱，
but how do I bring justice for those who are hurting?
而是说我怎么才能为那些受伤害的人来伸张正义。
For the glory of God.
为的是荣耀神。
If you're a doctor,
如果你是一个医生的话，
it means you bring healing to the sick for the glory of God.
你救治那些在疾病痛苦中的人是为了荣耀神。
Are you a waiter in a restaurant?
甚至如果你只是一个餐馆里的服务生的话，
you bring joy and a smile to people for the glory of God.
因着你的工作，你让别人得到了满足，得到的这个愉快的话，你的目的也是为了荣耀神。
And if you're a high school student,
如果你仅仅是一个高中生的话，
you show love and kindness to the unpopular kids.
也可能在你这个学校里有一些不被别人待见的孩子，你对他们如果有恩慈有爱的话，
for the glory of God.
你也同样在荣耀神。
To live to the glory of God means to bring honor to Him through everything we do.
用你的生活来荣耀神，就是说在你做的每一件事情上都能让神得到荣耀。
And it means that my life as a Christian will be a life of joy.
意思也就是说，当我作为一个基督徒的时候，我的生命带来的是这个喜乐。
Part of the Reformation said this, the chief purpose of man
那宗教改革里还提到一个，就是说这个人生的目的
is to glorify God.
最主要的是要来荣耀神
，and enjoy him forever.
同时也能够永远的享受他。
Now, if you are an older person,
如果你是一个年长的人
，who thinks that the crankier you are, the holier you are.
有可能是觉得你越严肃越那古板的样子，你就越圣洁。
I want to talk to you for a minute.
那我想跟你谈一谈。
If you are a young person,
那如果你是一个年轻人。
Who thinks that God's purpose is to make you miserable if you live for Him?
如果你可能会害怕，你觉得如果你要为了神活，神可能会让你的生活很不舒适。
I want to tell you something this morning.
那我今天早上也要跟你说。
God is not trying to make your life terrible.
神不是要在这里让你好像过得很悲惨。
Isn't that shocking news?
听上去是很让人惊讶吗？
He wants you to live a joyful, glorious Christian life.
他想让你有一个喜乐的，有一个充满荣耀的基督徒的生命。
So many Christians don't understand this.
我们当中有很多基督徒不明白这一点。
They think the Christian life is all about duty and burden and heaviness and sorrow and sadness.
然后他们想着这基督徒的生命就全是责任啊，义务啊，都是很辛苦，很那个要忍辱负重的事情。
Imagine if it's Valentine's Day.
那你想象一下，如果是在情人节的这一天。
And I bring my wife some flowers.
那我给我的太太买了一些鲜花。
And I say to her.
然后把它拿给她，跟她说。
I really didn't want to have to do this.
我其实真的很不想这么做的。
It cost me money.
又要花钱。
But you're my wife.
但是，谁让你是我的妻子呢？
So it's my job, my duty.
我作为丈夫就有这样的责任，这样的义务。
To give you flowers.
要给你买花。
Happy Valentine's Day.
情人节快乐。
Isn't she going to be excited?
你觉得她会很兴奋，很高兴吗？
No.
肯定不会。
Although I said that at a church in China.
那我曾经有一次在中国的一个教会里这样讲过。
And a lady said, I'd be happy to get flowers no matter what.
有一个太太就跟我说，只要有花，怎么都行。
People, God doesn't want you to come to Him.
神不想让我们用这样的心态去找他。
And say, God, it's Sunday.
就说啊，礼拜天了。
So I'm going to go to church.
我就得去教会。
God, I have to obey you because I'm a Christian.
只要我是基督徒，那我就得听神的话。
It's my job.
这个是我的责任。
No.
不是这样的。
He wants us to have a deep joy.
他想让我们心里有一个那种满足的深深的喜乐。
He wants us to serve Him out of love.
他想让我们服侍他是因为心里面有爱。
Never fall into the trap of thinking that being a Christian means you are to be miserable and cranky.
千万不要想说作为基督徒你就应该是一种这个咬牙坚持的那种很苦的样子。
To be a Christian means you rejoice in living to the glory of God.
作为一个基督徒意思是说你的生命充满了喜乐因为你的生活的目的是为了荣耀神。
Even in the difficult times.
就算有困难的时候。
Paul comes to the end of his life.
那保罗在生命快要结束的时候。
He's soon going to be executed.
他知道他很快就要被。
You might think at that time is a time to be gloomy.
被杀掉了。那你如果你知道你的死期将近的时候你想你心里是不是会很灰暗。
Two years ago, Sue and I were in Rome.
那两年之前我跟我的太太到罗马去。
We went down into the prison cell where they kept Paul.
那我们就去到那个就是他们关着保罗的那个监狱的那个房。
When he was there, there weren't even any steps to go down.
那当年他在保罗被关在那的时候都没有台阶可以下去。
They put ropes under his arms and let him down, and he wouldn't come out until it was time to die.
那个时候他们就是把他绳子捆在他身上给他垂下去的，然后就一直在那里，直到他们要把他处死的时候。
He's kept there underground in a dungeon for months.
他就在这个地下的这么一个洞穴里待了好几个月。
It's dark, it's damp. He knows he's going to die.
在一个黑暗潮湿的地方等死。
But listen to his last words, his last letter.
那他最后一封信，他最后是怎么说的呢？
I am being poured out as a drink offering.
我已经被就是浇奠在这个祭坛上，成为一个牺牲。
And if you look that up, you'll find out that a drink offering was a thanksgiving offering.
如果你要去查的话，你就发现这个被浇奠的这个牺牲是一个这个感恩的祭。
A drink offering was something you gave to say thank you to God.
这种祭是说你要给神说。感谢神为你所做的。
Paul is saying, I'm not in despair.
但是保罗说我并没有绝望。
I'm not hopeless.
我不是没有盼望的。
I'm being poured out as a thanksgiving offering to the glory of God.
我被当一个感恩的祭浇奠在神的面前，我是要给向神献上感谢的。
I will soon be with him.
因为我很快就要与他同在了。
This is time to celebrate.
这是我需要庆祝的时候。
That's what it means to live to the glory of God.
这就是我所说的为神的荣耀而活。
Let me go back to the life of Martin Luther to finish.
如果我现在再回到马丁路德的生命。
It's a few years later.
那再过了几年以后。
He's in the city of Worms. He's on trial for his life.
那他到了这个 Worms 这个地方，然后被罗马的教廷审判。
They're in a courtroom with all the big shots from the Roman Catholic Church lined up.
然后他们在这个法庭上有很多这个教廷的这个高官在那里。
And here is one German monk standing by himself.
然后他马丁路德就只有他一个人，这个德国的这个修道士。
They have a table with all his books stacked up.
然后他们有一个桌子，那个桌子上放的都是他写的书。
And they say if you don't renounce these books, we will kill you.
那他们就跟他说，如果你不谴责，如果你不站出来说这些书是错误的话，你就会死。
Luther knows he could be burned as a heretic.
他知道他会被当成异教徒被烧死。
He's so frightened that he hesitates.
他也很害怕，他心里因为害怕，他也有所犹豫。
He looks at the books.
他看着他写的那些书。
He looks at those Catholic officials.
他在看着那些罗马的那些教廷的人。
And he says, "Would you give me one more day to consider?"
他就跟他们说，你们能不能再给我一天考虑一下？
He goes back to his little room.
然后他又回到他的那个小待的那小房间。
And he spends the night agonizing. What do I do?
那这一个晚上，他就在痛苦，说我到底要怎么做？
Do I stand for the truth, even if it costs my life?
那我要不要就是为真理挺身而出，即便是要为此要死。
The next day, this German monk walks into the courtroom alone.
第二天，这个德国的这个修道士又自己进到这个法庭上。
The officials of the church,
这些宗教人士都还在。
They have more political power than any king in Europe.
他们其实他们的权柄甚至大过这个当时欧洲的任何一个国王。
And he says to them.
然后这个小小的修道士这样跟他们讲
My conscience is captive to the word of God.
他说我的这个良知是被神所拥有的。
I cannot, I will not recant.
说我不能够否认我所相信的这些事情。
Here I stand.
所以我就是这样决定的。
That day,
就在那一天
Luther knows he is walking with God.
他知道他是与神同行的。
He can rest on God's word.
他可以在神的话里面得安息。
And it transforms his life.
而这个神的话语改变了他的生命。
500 years later.
这个500年之后。
Many people come to church.
很多人能够到教会来。
Join a church.
很多人能够成为基督徒。
Maybe are baptized.
能够受洗。
But they don't really know.Have I been saved by grace through faith?
但也可能他们心里并不是真正的知道，说我是不是真的是因着信，靠着恩典得救。
The great message of the reformers to us today is this:
宗教改革的这个信息对我们来说到底是什么
？You can have peace with God.
你可以与神和好。
You can trust in grace alone.
你可以相信他的恩典。
For your salvation.
就足够给你救恩。
You can build your life on the authority of God's word.
你可以靠着神的话来建立你的生活。
You can live your life as a disciple of Christ alone.
你可以仅仅作为基督的门徒而生活。
You can live and die to the glory of God alone.
你不论是活是死，都是为了神的荣耀。
Luther's world was a lot like ours.
那其实马丁路德所生活的那个世界跟我们现在其实是很像的。
A world of political turmoil.
他生活的那个世界里也有很多的政治风云。
A world of economic uncertainty.
有很多政治上、经济上的不景气。
A world of social upheaval.
也有很多社会的上的动荡。
A world of spiritual darkness.
灵里的黑暗。
But in that world.
但是在那个世界里。
Luther learned something that gave him peace.
路德所学到的这些东西给了他平安。
Something that can give you peace in your world.
他所学到的也同样在现在这个世界里。
And it's the simple truth.
给你平安，就是这样的真理。
It's not what I do.
不是靠着我的行为。
It's not how hard I try.
也不是靠着我的努力。
Instead, the just shall live by faith.
而是因义人因信得生。
You'll get a hold of that.
如果你能够真正的领悟
If you'll put your trust in Him.
如果你能够把你的信心放在他的身上
Whatever the world brings, you can have peace.
无论这个世界会有什么样的变化，你里面可以有平安。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Dear God, thank you for the wonderful truth that we can be at peace with you.
亲爱的主，我们真的是感谢你有这样的真理，因为我们知道我们可以和你和好。
We don't have to try to live in our own strength.
我们不用靠着自己的努力拼命。
We don't have to try to earn your favor through our good works and our own efforts.
我们不用以为我们有自己的好行为就可以讨你的喜悦。
We can trust in you.
我们可以相信你。
This morning I ask that you would speak to each heart who is here.
今天早上我就求你对我们当中的每一个人说话。
To those who know you.
那些认识你的人
who have trusted in you for salvation,
那些相信你他提供救恩的人
would you remind them again this morning of the joy of knowing you?
求你让他们再次回想起认识你的那个喜乐
remind them of the peace that they have through you
让他们再次回想起来因为认识你所带来的平安
but then Lord there are those who are here who do not know you
我们当中也有些还没有认识你的人
Maybe they have tried to find salvation in their own hard efforts.
也可能他们自己在努力地寻找。
Maybe they haven't even tried. They're trying to find joy through other things.
也可能他们把生命的这个快乐和希望寄托在其他的事情上。
Would you awaken in their hearts a hunger for you?
我们就恳求你能够在他们心里唤起那样的饥渴。
Would you give them a deep desire to know you?
给他们愿意能够认识你的渴望。
And then would you lead them to faith in you?
然后你就求你带领他们能够到你的面前来相信你。
To bring peace in their hearts.
让他们心里能够得到真正的平安。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉耶稣的名求。